This is the Top 25 Rundown, and here's your host, Alan West.
Good evening, and welcome to the Top 25 Rundown. We're doing it a day early on the 22nd of November, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all your channels, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch.tv, and Apple Podcasts. If you are on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and review. It'll help us out tremendously. You can listen to us on your smart speaker, play Sportscast. Visit us on thesportscast.net. Also follow us on Twitter at thesportscast1 and check out our app, The Sportscast, in the iOS App Store. My name is Alan West. That is Tyler Turner. How you doing tonight, sir?
What's up, dude? How you doing?
Another week. We did miss you last week just because usually it's more entertaining when we do the picks. But
Yeah. Wasn't here last week. The week before we had technical difficulties. So it's
been horrible.
Well, we've been 3 weeks, so a lot's happened. Obviously, the landscape's changed. Some teams have lost, including my own team. They lost, so.
Hey, it happens, but no, that was the game that I made sure to, after we had that talk, I picked Oregon, so when that happened, when I was watching the TV, I literally was going like this.
Which game?
When Oregon, the game Oregon lost.
Oh my gosh.
Because
they lost because Bo Nix got hurt.
Yep, exactly. And I mean,
they would have won otherwise. They lost because Bo Nix got hurt, and the coaches did the most absurd thing in going for it and fourth down with a backup quarterback in their own territory. They literally gave them the game-winning field goal. Like, honestly, we probably will get into it, but the Oregon coaching staff the last 2 weeks, as much as the one that got recorded, we were talking about, it didn't get played, but the rumors for landing to Auburn. And I said, I don't know if Auburn would be interested because I just think he's too young. He's new. And I talked a lot about how landing might not be interested. So, but then literally every argument I made about why maybe landing, he just got a head coaching job. He's new. He literally did the last 2 weeks, those couple coaching decisions, lost them the Washington game and almost lost them the Utah game. You know what decision I'm talking about? Doing with the backup quarterback doing a reverse that literally got fumbled and picked up by Utah when Utah was doing nothing offensively. They're down by 14, and you literally gave them a lifeline. Luckily, Oregon was able to come back and win it. But the coaches last 2 weeks for Oregon. Hopefully, they're better the next 2 weeks.
Got my fingers crossed for that. And then also, you saw how Lane Kiffin with the going to Ole Miss, how that going from Ole Miss to Auburn, how he basically told the any reporters who said that, he was like, well, good to know, not going to happen, but good to know. Although I don't know if you read the article today for CBS Sports, but apparently Matt Rhule has taken himself out of the running for the Nebraska coaching job.
I have heard that. Yeah. He's probably just going to chill for a couple of years and see if a better job comes available. That's my opinion.
That's a fair opinion, just because I really don't think that him going to Nebraska, even though he is a great rebuilder, I think that right now, that's just too much of a dumpster fire for him even to work on right now.
Yeah, I agree. Well, hold on. You're talking about Lane Kiffin going to Auburn?
No. Like, for whoever's going to coach at Nebraska.
Oh, Nebraska. I looked at something on my phone. I got totally distracted.
That's okay.
Who's good? So what did you ask me? Sorry, I was totally doping off.
So I was just saying that Matt Rhule, since he took himself out of the running for Nebraska, I just feel right now that whoever's going to be at the Nebraska coaching job, it's going to be pretty rough because right now it almost seems like it's a dumpster fire there. I don't know if it's as bad as Auburn, but it's still going to be kind of rough.
I mean, so Nebraska and Auburn are in the two best conferences in college football, that especially moving forward with the conference expansions, realignment, people going, the Big Ten and the SEC are going to only continue to get better. And these are two proud programs. Auburn won a national title a decade ago. Nebraska mm-hmm. was a three-time, has won like six national titles, but won three in the 90s. There's still a lot there for Nebraska and Auburn and NLI. They're going to be competitive. They have big alumni bases, big donor bases. I think Nebraska, especially with NLI, National Letter of Intent, and mm-hmm. because of the expansion and realignment and how that's benefiting the Big Ten and benefiting the SEC, I think Auburn, and I would be surprised if Auburn and Nebraska don't land two pretty good coaches.
I mean, I hope they do, but it just – I'm wondering how the fan bases are going to react depending on which coach, just because –
It doesn't matter what the fan base is. It matters who gets hired. It matters who they hired as coach. Like, Brian Harsin was not a great hire mm-hmm. by Auburn. Doesn't really – fan bases, like, you like if they hire a good AD, and I really think Cohen for Auburn, who they hired from Mississippi State, is a good AD, and I think Trev Alberts is a very smart guy, former Husker. He actually was an All-American, played in the NFL for the Colts. I think these are two good ADs. I think these are two very proud schools. I think both these schools can pay a lot to get a head coach. They both mm-hmm. have big alumni bases. They both will have very expansive NLI programs. I think they both get good coaches. I really do. And it's also not that competitive this year. Like, who are they competing against? Arizona State. Colorado. What'd you say?
Towson.
They're gonna Wisconsin, but Wisconsin's probably gonna hire Jim Leonard. So I believe. And who else? What other jobs are open? So, Georgia Tech. That's like the worst of all of them. Do I think Georgia Tech's going to hire a good coach? Probably not. I mean, they're probably going to have to take a flyer on someone. Do I think Colorado's going to hire a top-end coach? Probably not. They're going to have to take a flyer on someone. Arizona State, that's a little bit of a tricky one. They're one of their top candidates is Oregon's offensive coordinator, Kenny Dillingham. Do I think Kenny Dillingham's a talented guy? Yes. I thought he's been creative and innovative. I don't think he's ready for a head coaching job. He's 32 years old. He just started being the play caller at Oregon. And I'm sorry, the last few weeks, he's made some really bad play calls that were ended up impacting the games in a negative fashion for Oregon. So mm-hmm. For Arizona State, if that's their hire for head coach, a young, inexperienced guy that has some talent, but that's not a great hire. I mean, and I think I thought they'd do better than that, but it said that he's their top. There's a report out by Chris Hummer of 247 Sports that they're in serious talks with him. So, I mean, if that's their hire, I don't want to lose him as an OC, but I don't see why that's a good hire for Arizona State. But for Nebraska and Auburn, they are the top tier jobs of this cycle. They're going to get good coaches. I really think they're going to get good coaches. I don't know who it looks like. I think a good coach looks more like Chris Klieman from Kansas State.
Okay.
For Nebraska. Former guy that with ties to Nebraska. Mm-hmm. I think for Auburn, a good coach will look someone like Lane Kiffin from Ole Miss. Or possibly would be another really solid hire by them. Maybe they do convince Matt Rhule. I'm trying to think off the top of my head who would be a good coach, but I think they're going to get two good coaches. Bill O'Brien for Alabama, possibly. I think that's a pretty good hire. That's my opinion. I think they're going to get pretty good. I wouldn't call them dumpster fire. I mean, why would you qualify those two schools as dumpster fires?
Well, I would say Auburn just because of the controversies they've been dealing with. And then for Nebraska,
what controversies
with Harsin? The issues that they've been having within the last year or two.
Like what?
I weren't they having some recruiting violations under him? Or I remember there was a situation that he had done. Like, they were different.
No, the only thing that, I mean, there was rumors that he maybe had an affair on his wife, but I don't think that's a dumpster. Maybe for his personal life and his own marriage, that is. But I'm just wondering why is Auburn a dumpster fire?
It just seems like how they've been since they won the title, and even since Malzahn left. You haven't really seen that they went like how they've been on an upward spiral or an upward trend. You just haven't seen that since they won the title. I mean, you see them maybe get a few good wins, but it's more just you haven't really seen them contend as much for the SEC title.
That's SEC. That's the best conference of college football. You have Alabama, you have Georgia, you have LSU. I'm just trying to see why they're a dumpster fire.
How many New Year's Day games have they been, bowl games have they been in the past few years?
Several. They played in a national title game against Florida State in 2014. They played for the SEC title and lost to Georgia in 2017. They played in the Citrus Bowl a couple years ago against Minnesota. But how's their dumpster fire? You said they're a dumpster fire. I guess dumpster fire means it's a complete disaster of a program. Like, everything is – I don't agree with that.
Okay, well, maybe it's just because Harsin coming from Boise State, maybe he wasn't the best fit there, and so just watching as he was being the coach, that to me...
I missed you because I had to take my headset off because I had to sneeze. Okay. Oh, what did you say?
It was more just because, I guess for me, it's more just how Harsin was a coach, and even though he was there higher, it just didn't really feel like he was a good fit there just coming from Boise State.
I agree with that. I 100% agree with that. That's an accurate comment. You're saying Auburn might not be a good fit for a coach because it's a dumpster fire. I'm not seeing where you're coming up with that.
Well, I know that in the end, when I was reading different articles for Auburn, how everyone was trying to tell recruits either leave or just how Harsin was, I guess.
Harsin was not a good coach. That's why they fired him. I agree with that. I'm just wondering why Auburn's a dumpster fire. You keep on going back to Harsin. They got rid of the bad coach.
Okay.
So how is Auburn not an appealing job to someone because it's a dumpster fire? That's what you said.
True.
I'm not getting it.
I'm just waiting. I guess it's more just seeing how the right coach is going to bring them back to kind of the standard they had been at.
Why wouldn't a coach want to go there, though? Why wouldn't a good coach want to go there?
It depends on if they want to have a challenge or not, I guess, would be the thing. Because some coaches, you know that some like to go bigger and better, whereas other coaches are just happy staying where they were. I mean, I can give you an example of it, but it'd be a different one for college basketball. I don't know if you know the name Jim Larranega.
Yeah.
Okay, he was at George Mason for almost 20 years before he finally went to Miami.
Yep.
Because he didn't think he was ever going to go. So that was why, for me, it's you knew that he was going to be a good coach wherever he went, but you just never thought he was ever going to leave. So that was why.
So not to digress too much. Go ahead. Auburn's not.
I retract my statement. How about that?
Yeah, we could have saved like 5 minutes if you'd just been like, oh yeah, maybe it's not a dumpster fire. But instead, you tried to like double down on it and like defend it, and you came up with no explanation. All you kept on saying was Harsin. I'm like, oh, they fired him. So okay.
Fair enough.
Nebraska, you could say, has had some issues getting back on top. I would say Nebraska. I wouldn't say dumpster fire, but like Auburn, I completely disagree with you. So it's a team that has been a pretty perennial winner and has competed even for SEC titles in recent memory. Mm-hmm. I just completely disagree with you. And the toughest conference of college football. So I totally disagree with you on that one. Now, Nebraska, you seem to insinuate dumpster fire there. I wouldn't say dumpster fire, but definitely has not lived up to expectations over the past decade. And the last two coaches failed miserably. So dumpster fire, there's no recruiting violations or no bad stuff happening. Mm-hmm. But as far as like the, for some reason, they have had very, they've fallen far short of expectations. Actually, they have not made a bowl game in last five years. They have not made a bowl game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, yes, this is all time bad losing streak for Nebraska. So they need a coach that, but I don't think he's coming into a dumpster fire. I actually think it's a coach that, like, literally, if they hire a good coach, I think he's saying, hey, all I can do is be better than this. I actually think he has more manageable expectations than, well, luckily, Harsin did so bad that maybe the expectations for the next coach at Auburn will be a little better. But at Nebraska, it's like, okay. But I really think Chris Klieman for Kansas State, if they can somehow convince him. The problem is I think Kansas State might win the Big 12. We might talk about that
later. Possible.
And then that, why would he leave? I mean, it's going to the Big 10, and it's going to Nebraska, which is still a much more storied program than Kansas State. So there's that. Funny story, I used to be a Kansas State fan. When I was not a Nebraska fan, I was a Kansas State fan, so... Mm-hmm. It's been impressive to see what he did there.
My relatives are Kansas State fans. They live in Hope, so they would go to games in Manhattan a lot. So,
yeah, Kansas. Kansas and Kansas State. They love their Jayhawks. They love their Wildcats.
They do.
All right. Do you want to go into this week's? Oh, do you want to touch on? You can mention any game you want. We didn't go over over-unders and predict. So, bring up whatever game you want from last week, and I'll see what I can do. See if I watched it.
Well, there was a little game that happened that was Utah and Oregon.
Yep. Like I was telling you offline, I was not going to pick my Ducks. I didn't think Bo Nix was going to play. And I thought without him playing, the offense was just not going to be able to put enough points on the board. The defense had looked terrible recently. They looked awful against Washington. So I thought Utah was going to score and Oregon without – Bo Nix was not going to score, so I would have predicted Utah to win, and I predicted them to cover. Well, Bo Nix did play. He was at like 50%. I really don't know if he should have played. No. But he played, and not only played, he actually did not play that bad. He had a touchdown pass. And I think – and Oregon came out there, was physical, was like – they were getting after it. Utah – it was an odd performance by Utah. They were not physical. They were disjointed. Cameron Rising was terrible. Bo Nix was better than Cameron Rising. Cameron Rising with three picks, missing open passes. And Oregon's defense did play well. They did not. Utah couldn't run well. They got after Rising. They forced turnovers. I was like, where has this defense been? And Oregon won. I mean, Oregon outplayed them. It would have been really sad if Oregon had actually thrown the game away because they led 17-3. They were beating them at the line of scrimmage. Bo Nix was playing incredible for a crippled person. And it would have been really sad if Oregon would have lost. So they found a way to win. And now they can play for possibly this week. They're going to play for the chance to play for a Pac-12 title. And we might get into this a little, but you know that Oregon still has a backdoor route to the college football playoff.
I did see that.
It's actually not completely – like, I was like, oh, they don't. And then do you have you ever heard of 5-2-8? It's this – like, you pick what happens, and they give you the percentages of your chance. There is actually a decent chance that only a couple things go their way, and they end up in the playoff. So, I mean, if that ends up happening, oh, well, they might get Georgia again and get to play them. So, and two lost teams never made the playoff. But this year, a couple things go right. You could see maybe a couple two lost teams get in the playoff. It's possible. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was it.
What do you think about USC and UCLA?
Actually, game did not go quite like I thought. USC outplayed UCLA. I thought UCLA was going to be physical. I thought they were going to pound it down USC's throat. I thought I actually thought UCLA was going to win. And that was even after UCLA getting upset the week before at Arizona. I was just like, I have not bought USC. But USC came out there, and they actually were the better team. And if it wasn't for some bad missed field goals, like two or three really bad ones, and an untimed turnover once, they would have actually won by more. It was a three-point game, but they would have won by more. That being said, we're going to get into this week's game. I don't like this game for USC. Don't like it at all. So
that and you saw how Bedlam went last week.
No, I didn't watch that really.
Yeah, I didn't watch either. I did see that Oklahoma did win that game, and Oklahoma State right now they're struggling to get wins.
Neither one is any good. That's why I didn't watch it.
That's fair. I'll give you that.
Was there any other top 25 games, or was it just the Pac-12? Were the Pac-12 the only two top 25 games?
No. There was also the game that basically killed the Heisman hopes for one player, Tennessee and South Carolina.
That's not a top 25 game.
Yeah,
South Carolina was not top 25. South Carolina was not top 25. They were 6-4 and had just lost by 32 the week before.
That was so
surprising about it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's correct. There was no more top 25. Although
last week was not a big week for top 25. Yeah. Because I'm gonna look at it quickly. There was two. Just it. Yeah. There was literally not. Yeah.
Did Good you see any of the Ohio State game last week?
I did. I kind of buoyed on and off. I watched some highlights from, like, there was some, like, almost a huge upset weekend. I mean, Michigan almost lost to Illinois, and TCU should have lost to Baylor.
Yep.
How they even got that kickoff to win the game, I don't even know. So there was almost two huge. Let's have Michigan lose right now and TCU lose. I mean, this is all in flux right now. Okay, so that would put LSU at third and USC at fourth. And then you would have Michigan would still be up there because they would have a chance to beat Ohio State. But TCU would have probably fallen back to like 7 or 8. You would really have turned over the old apple cart. But last second victories by both those teams. I did see the Ohio State game. I thought Ohio State looked like they were looking ahead a little bit.
Yeah.
Especially in the first half. They played better in the second half. I'm interested in this Michigan-Ohio State game, Matt.
Oh, yeah. I am, too. Unfortunately, I have to work, but I'm going to make sure I have.
You have to work? Yeah,
I do. I have to work, so I'm going to miss it. But I'm you going do? To have ESPN on so I can look at the tracker while I'm at work.
You have to work during the game?
I do, unfortunately.
Why?
It's my weekend to work.
Dang it. Why did you take the weekend off?
At my job, you can't do that. You have to work every other weekend, so.
Oh, man. Really? Oh, that sucks. Are you gonna tape the game?
I may tape the game. I probably will do that. I'm still going to watch on ES. I'll watch GameCast while I'm working, because that's what I usually do when I'm working on the weekends, so that way
I would tape the game and not follow it.
I'm tempted to, but I still, being the fan I am, I still always try to keep up. And also,
if it's a game I care enough about, like when Ohio State played Oregon, I had to go to a soccer match the whole game last year, and so I turned my phone off, I had no idea, came home and watched them upset them. So I won't. Yeah, I'll turn it off if it's my
team. The only problem is my daughter will have. She'll call me after the games, and she's with her mother this week, so she's
tell her not to call you.
Well, no. Even if she doesn't, her mother will call me and gloat if it happens. So I mean, that's why I'll just be like, okay, we'll see what happens. Oh yes, yeah, because she likes the team up north.
I know that, but wow, man, that sucks. Okay. Anyways, well, I'll be watching it. I'll let you know.
That's fine. That's fine. I'm
cool, like, they're winning. That. Yes. Okay. So let's get into the games then. Let's get into
Roll.
Game number one, we have, I think, did I pick seven or eight? So this week we have actually four top 25 matchups, and then we have a lot of other like really good games. So first top 25 matchup, Tulane versus Cincinnati. I think Cincinnati is like 22nd. I think Tulane's like 18th. It's at Cincinnati. 46.5 is the over and under. Cincinnati by two. Where do you go?
I'm going to go with Cincinnati. And you said it was over and under how much?
46.5.
I will pick the over, and Cincinnati was what, 2 points cover?
Yes.
They're going to cover.
Okay, so I have Cincinnati too. I'm going to go with the cover. I am going to go with the under. I don't think either of these offenses are great, while both teams have pretty good defenses. I think it's a 24-21 victory by Cincinnati, which actually does barely cover. But I just don't think they're quite – these teams both are good defensive teams and not very good offensive teams. So, you know, there's some rumors that Luke Fickell might head to Nebraska.
I mean, he was a heck of a player at Ohio State. He was willing to coach Ohio State the 1 year after Tressel left and before Meyer was there.
You would think he was there. If Ohio State ever opened up, you'd have to think he would be the first person that they would contact.
That's true. Although, did you see Athlon Sports? We have breaking news. Looks like a 5-star Alabama running back. Trey Sanders is going to enter the transfer portal.
Yeah, he is.
So
he hasn't done much at Alabama. Yeah. High rated guy coming out of college, but he didn't do much at Alabama. Game number two, Nebraska versus Iowa. Over under three. Okay, so the reason, do you wonder why I picked this game?
Please do.
Okay. Because you do know that if Iowa wins, they play for the Big West. They're the Big Ten West champion, and they play in the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had to pick some games. I had four top 25 matchups, and then there was a couple others that I was like, well, a chance to play for the title was on the line. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I picked this game because of that. So don't laugh. Nebraska versus Iowa, over under 38.5, Iowa by 10.5. Isn't it crazy that Iowa, despite that sorry offense, is playing, can go to the Big Ten championship?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not. That's happened a few years for them. And the thing is, you know what would be funny is if Brian Ferentz got a head coaching job. I would laugh about that.
He might be a fine. He might be a fine head coach. He's a terrible offensive coordinator.
Yes,
but he might be a fine head coach. Kirk Ferentz is a good head coach, so I don't know. Maybe he's gonna run off. I'm gonna go Iowa here. I think they cover. I think it's like 24-10. So I gotta go Iowa cover and under.
Okay.
Once again, I'm no analytics. I've not been good when I haven't.
As much as I hate to say it, I am going to pick Iowa, but I'm going to pick the over, and I believe they're going to cover.
You're going to go with the over in this game? Good luck.
I am.
Well, South Carolina versus Clemson, over under 52. Clemson by 14.5.
All right, so I am going to go for the upset. I'm going to pick South Carolina. And I'm going to pick over because I think that they're going to take the fuel out of last week's almost program-changing win against Tennessee. And I think they're going to run with that, and they're going to make Clemson have another loss and not be able to contend for the ACC title.
This is such a weird game to me. Okay, if you would have seen South Carolina most of the year and Spencer Rattler, I've been like, no. Mm-hmm. But then last year, that guy who was the top player coming out in high school, the 5-star, the guy that was a Heisman Trophy candidate and was predicted by some pundits to be a top 10 pick. You saw that all in crazy display in one game.
Mm-hmm.
Can he do it again? It's at Clemson, and Clemson is very good at home. They have the longest winning streak in college football.
Mm-hmm.
But I still don't like them offensively. And South Carolina, I would have been like, no, they're not going to score any points on Clemson. But then look what they just did on not a good defense at Tennessee, and it was at home. This one's hard for me. It really is. I think South Carolina covers. I don't think they win. I'm going to go like Clemson 35-28, which then is a – so I have Clemson win, but cover by SC and the over. So I'm going to go the over, cover. So that's fine. Cover by SC and the over.
Okay.
Next game, Michigan Wolverines versus the Ohio State Buckeyes. I mean, this is the best game of the season, which, man, how many times has this been the game of the season? A lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's remarkable, these two programs. They always play. I thought you said Jim Harbaugh's not a good coach. Weird. For a guy who's not a good coach, he's lost like only like two games in 2 years. He has a chance to make the playoff again. There's a high likelihood that even the loser of this game makes the playoff, especially if it's Ohio State. If Ohio State loses, there's definitely a chance they make the playoff. Michigan a little less because their schedule's not as good, but they still might. Over under 56, Michigan by 7.5. Go ahead. Or is it my turn? No, it's my turn first. I looked at the weather beforehand, and it's supposed to be rainy and cold. There's an 80% chance of rain, and it's supposed to be in the 40s. I heard Blake Corum's going to play. And if Blake Corum plays, is Donovan Edwards back? I don't know. He was out last week. A rainy, cold game that requires a physical... might have to rely on the run. I like Michigan in that game. I like Michigan in a good old-fashioned, like, ugly, wet game. So if that weather goes through with what it is, I think Michigan wins. I think they pound it, and I think they win, like, 35-31. So I'm going to pick Michigan. And obviously they cover, and I'm going to pick the over.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I am picking Ohio State in the over. Because
Ohio State. Hold on. Oh, the cover. How about the cover?
I think they're going to cover because they're the only team this year when they've won. They're the only team in the top 25 that every game they've won by over 10 points.
Okay. They also haven't played anyone as good as Michigan. And in cold weather, I mean, every time that I've thought Ohio State hasn't looked good is when they actually have to, like, get out of their passing game, like against Northwestern. Bad weather.
That's why this week they're supposed to have Trevian Henderson, Mayan Williams, and then they'll have Dallin from the game last week. So you're going to have your top three running backs.
Okay. But are they going to be physical in the line of scrimmage?
That's going to be the big question. But the defense, though, I think Jim Knowles is going to be ready for that. Although... You found out that the middle linebacker, he's playing with two broken hands.
He's going to have three.
He's going to. It's going to be a heck of a game. And
like, if it was a nice weather game because it's at Ohio State, I am going to change my pick if Blake Corum for some reason doesn't go. But I'm hearing he's going. I heard he just got dinged up and he's going to play. So if Blake Corum plays a rainy, nasty, ugly game with the best running back in college football, that sounds like he's going to run for 200 yards. And if he runs for 200 yards, you're wearing the defense down. Even a average quarterback like J.J. McCarthy. By the way, that guy's average. My goodness. And that's what worries me about. The whole thing that does worry me about is, like, what if Ohio State's like, where you're going to, and they probably will to a certain extent, force you. But I'm predicting that J.J. McCarthy has a better game. Better game. I predict he does make plays. If he doesn't have a good game, then no, there's not a chance. I don't feel amazingly confident about this, but I don't really care. Okay, next game, Oregon versus Oregon State.
The Civil War.
Another, well, it's formally the Civil War, but the bunch of woke tards that they are in in Oregon, they changed the name, even though Civil War has nothing to do with racism, and Civil War can be anything. But, you know, they don't take actual history there. They take some kind of fake history that someone in a racial theory class comes up with. They made up with their own history. Anyways, Oregon versus Oregon State, over under 58. Oregon by 3. Now it's Oregon versus Oregon State, but I do want to do a caveat. Oregon and Oregon State, it does not matter that much where it is, because they're 45 minutes away from each other, Corvallis and Eugene. It's at Oregon State, but I'm guarantee you that at least half the fans, I mean, more people in Oregon are Oregon fans. So at least half the fans, if not more, will be Oregon fans. So anyways, over under 58, Oregon by 3. Who do you got?
I will pick Oregon over and the cover.
Okay, that's really quick. Why?
I think that they're going to be able to show more than they showed last week. Plus, I think that Bo Nix is going to have his Willis Reed moment, coming out and maybe do 3 drives, get touchdowns real quick, and then be on the sideline the rest of the game.
Okay. I actually think Bo Nix will be healthier because it's a week later. I think he'll play the whole game. I mean, unless he gets tackled and gets hurt. I think he'll be, I mean, whatever he did, he was able to, like, there's been a lot of speculation, like, he needs surgery. I've heard all kinds of weird people making prognostications. And I'm like, they're not going to let a guy play if he needs surgery. Like, playing one game, if someone is seriously injured, they're not going to let him play. So whatever it was he was able to play is not serious enough that should not be allowed to play. They're not going to just – and it wasn't even for a title. It was just a regular game. So there's no way they're going to – a kid might say, oh, I'm going to play, but the doctors will rule him out, which is good because long-term it could do. So whatever it is clearly not serious enough that he couldn't play last week. So he'll be better a week later. He'll be better. He'll be probably won't be 100%, but he'll be more mobile. I'm going to totally disagree with you on the over-under. Because Bo Nix is not very mobile, Oregon State has the best defense in the Pac-12. Did you know that? Oregon State actually has a top 25 defense in the country. So they have a good defense. Offensively, they actually have a very good running attack. The only problem is Oregon's defense, where you beat them is in the passing game. They do not have a good passing defense. But you know what Oregon does have? A good running defense. You know what Oregon State has? A good running offense. You know what Oregon State does not have? They do not pass the ball very good. They have a couple very average quarterbacks. That's the weakness of their team. They play good defense. They're hard to run on. They're hard to pass on. I would be shocked. I actually was, when I saw that over-under, I'm like 58. I'm like, you're giving me like an easy one here. I think this is a 24-21, 27-21, at the very most 31-24. No matter how I splice it, it's an under. So I feel confident with the under. I'm going to go 24-17. So I have Oregon covering and winning. not terribly confident. I mean, this is a rivalry game, and Oregon as a state has a chance to win 9 games for the first time in like a decade to beat the rival. If Oregon wins to make the Pac-12 championship, they still are a dark horse for the playoff possibly. Oregon State can play spoiler. This is gonna be a pretty close game. So I do Oregon. Oregon covers and the under.
Pick the under.
Yep. Next game, Notre Dame versus USC. Hold on. Over under 64.5. USC by 5. Is it my turn first?
Yep, your turn.
Over under 64.5, USC by 5. I don't like this game for USC. They just beat their crosstown rival. They're in college football playoff contention. They play a Notre Dame team that is extremely hot. Notre Dame is very good defensively, especially against the pass. USC relies on the pass. Their best running back is out for the season. Travis Dye with an injury. It is on the road. And I always favor the home team. But coming off a big win, you have the playoff in your rearview mirror. They also actually have the Pac-12 championship. So they have already clinched a berth in the Pac-12 championship. So that it's very possible they're looking like to that, being Pac-12 champions and making the college football playoff. I don't like this game for USC. It just smells like, other than it's a rival and Notre Dame's hot, so he'll have to really focus them in. I think they get beat. I think Notre Dame forces some turnovers. I think it's a 31-28 type victory. I think USC comes back and has a chance to – I think they get down early. I think it's one of those that it's like at halftime, like 24-10 or 24-7. And you're like, wow, USC, because I think they kind of get shell-shocked. Notre Dame runs the ball. They stop them. But then they're able to come back, but they're not able to win. So I got Notre Dame with the win, and I got the under.
Okay. I am going to pick USC. I think they're going to cover. And I think that they're going to go over just because, well, until I see otherwise, I think Caleb Williams is going to will the team to another win. Because he's been the difference for the offense even when Dye went down.
Caleb Williams is playing very good. I know USC is a very good offense, but even if USC wins, I have a hard time just hitting the over. But you could be right. We'll see. Once in a while, you have to defy what I see, and you love overs. Like I just,
I do.
I'm sorry. You do. Cause I just do not see the over in Oregon versus Oregon State. I don't see the over in the Notre Dame. USC does have a very good offense. That's the only thing. Maybe USC just, I mean, USC has a really good offense. They're one top 5 offense. But then Notre Dame's going to go toe to toe with them and go with the over. Like if USC has an offensive explosion, I almost see like a 45-17 type win. So last game, Kansas State versus Kansas. Over under 62.5. And why do you think I picked this game?
Rivalry?
No, there's other rivalries. Kansas State wins, they make the Big 12 championship. If they lose, they don't. Texas does. So that's why. Kansas versus Kansas State, over under 62.5. Kansas State by 62. Well, that's not right. I think it's Kansas State. Hold on. Let me double check this. Okay. I accidentally said by – they're not favored by 62.5.
I was about to say.
I think it's – impressive. I'm pretty darn sure it is 10.5, but we'll check here. It is – see. Eleven and a half. So I'm glad I didn't do it because that would have been wrong. 11.5. It's at Kansas State. What do you got? Well, wait. Is it your turn first or my turn?
I think it's my turn because you did Notre Dame. So, well, Tyler, I'm going to listen to you for once. I'll pick Kansas State in the under, but they are going to cover.
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to totally agree with you. I it's a rivalry game. You never know. And could Kansas State, but they still haven't clinched. Well, actually, that's not totally true. If Texas loses to Baylor the day before, then Kansas mm-hmm. State will have clinched. So maybe Kansas State then is looking ahead. And then that would be the problem. I do think Kansas State, I see this as kind of like a 38-20. Four type game, which lands right at the under. So I'm gonna do Kansas State covers and the under. I think it lands just under, like I said, 34-20, 38-24, something like that. But I think it lands just the under. I think you know what? I think Kansas State's a pretty good team. If the quarterback hadn't gotten hurt in the TCU game, they would have beaten TCU.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
And you know what? I think I'm going to go on the record saying this. I think they ruined TCU's playoff hopes by beating them in the Big 12 championship. I think they win this game. I think they go to the Big 12 championship because it's hard to beat a team twice, especially a team that you were beating, like losing to, and then they came back and a team that you were beating and then they came back and beat you. I just don't see TCU being in the college football playoff.
I mean, it'd be nice, but I just don't see that it's going to happen.
I think they're going to get upset. I think they're going to get upset in the Big 12. I think it's going to be literally, they're going to make the Big 12 championship. And guess what? They lose. I just see it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that, and for Kansas State, like, one of their bigger wins this year was when they played Oklahoma State, when they shut them out 48-0. So that's why when I was looking at the games for them, as much as I think the Kansas State could hit the over, I just don't see it happening this week in a rivalry game.
Yeah, I see it. So we'll see. We definitely are on the opposite end of a few games. We actually pick similar results. What? Who did? Okay, let mommy deal with it, and then I'll get... Okay, my kids had something happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tell her I'll deal with it in a second. Okay, I had an accident with one of my sons. I thought he seemed a little off tonight, to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, that does happen, and
it does.
And my daughter's been sick occasionally, so I understand. But
he seemed a little like, yeah, no, I was like, sorry, my kids came in. You're definitely gonna have to. Well, it's live. Well, that's what it is.
Hey, it'll be okay.
And you're gonna have to edit that out of the podcast. So,
I mean,
are you the ones that edit, or is it Santiago?
Santiago edits as usual. Luck.
That guy's lazier than a turd. He doesn't edit anything. He'll put up clips that are completely wrong, and he at least leaves it that way.
Well, with your luck right now, he's going to put this clip up. One thing I do want to make sure that we talk about just for a second, sadly, what happened at the University of Virginia.
Yeah, that was very sad.
That, and I know that you talked about how there was a situation in Idaho which was different, but the main reason why I guess Virginia meant more is because how it was a former football player who shot three football players, killed them, and then the fourth one, he's now going through a lot of recovery, and so Virginia canceled the game against Coastal Carolina, and then they canceled the Commonwealth Cup, which, I mean, as much as you would have loved to see that game, you can't really expect the players to really want to play. I mean, it's a tragedy.
I agree. Yeah, very sad, unfortunate situation, and a lot of tributes were across the country, especially at Liberty versus Virginia Tech. I was there, and they did a tribute to the Virginia players that lost their lives. Very, very sad day, and hopefully, obviously, justice is served, and hopefully, okay, I gotta go, man.
All right. Thank you, sir. We'll see you
next
week.
Thank you. Catch me on at TurnerCast. All right.
All righty. Well, that about wraps it up for this version of the Top 25 Rundown. You can get a hold of me on the – you can get on my Instagram or Twitter. My handles are Alan F. West on Twitter or alan.west.46. You can follow us on Twitter at TheSportsCast1 and visit us on our website, thesportscast.net. Make sure to check out our show schedule throughout the week. This is Alan West. Have a great one, and happy Thanksgiving.